Scouts and gay rights advocates across the country are anxiously awaiting next month's vote on a proposal to accept gay members. The LA chapter is in favor of it. Claire Pyrese has the arguments for and against.
The Boy Scouts of America national leadership has proposed admitting openly gay boys as members, but not openly gay leaders or volunteers. Ann Bergman in Sherman Oaks has a son who was a Boy Scout. She agrees with the proposal.
I mean, it really should just be based on, you know, who the individual is, not who they happen to love.
Bergman thinks the Boy Scouts should take a lead from the Girl Scouts, who even allow transgenders to join the troops. John Stemberger is the founder of OnMyHonor.net. He's against allowing gay members. One reason is because many Scout chapters are run through local churches.
A lot of those churches would not be able to, in good faith, you know, continue their chartership. Say, what will be a big hit are the family foundations, the big major donors. BSA stands to lose 10 times more money if they make the change than if they don't make the change.
But the finances argument doesn't ring true for Zach Walls from Scouts for Equality. He says there's not a lot of funding already.
If you look at where corporate America is, only 1 in 7 major U.S. corporations currently supports financially the Boy Scouts of America. Intel, the BSA's largest corporate donor, pulled their donations from the Boy Scouts over $400,000 because they said the scouting's discriminatory ban was out of step with their values.
There are many other reasons why some people are opposed to admitting gay scouts. Their concerns range from issues of possible abuse to sleeping arrangements on camping trips. But Stemberger says that could all be resolved with a don't ask, don't tell approach.
What they ban is open homosexuality. That's different than just being a homosexual or being gay and kind of acting normally. Open homosexuality is openly promoting a gay agenda.
When folks like John try to say that, you know, we don't want openly gay people in the program, what he's saying is that he wants gay people to lie about who they are, and that goes against the very first tenet of the Scout Law, the 12-part Scout Law, and that is that a scout is trustworthy.
The policy will be voted on during a national council meeting of more than 1,400 BSA members on May 22nd. Claire Pyrese, Annenberg Radio News.